Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 70. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 43. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 87. Mainly sunny skies Thursday with daytime highs approaching 87. 57 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 26.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A crash in Geary County has claimed the life of one person. Roxanne Stewart has more.
23-year-old Derek A. Holler of Manhattan was traveling north on K-177, just south of where it intersects I-70 in his Toyota Corolla, around 10:30 Sunday night. He drove up the paved median, hit two traffic control signs and a bridge crash cushion. Holler died from his injuries. He was not wearing his seatbelt. Crash cushions are impact attenuators or devices designed to absorb the impact of a crash and to protect structures like bridges. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
A man died in a motorcycle crash Sunday afternoon in Reno County. The sheriff's office said the victim was 54-year-old Bruce Stockline of Nickerson. The accident happened on Nickerson Boulevard, just northwest of 56th Avenue. Deputies said the motorcycle left the roadway for an unknown reason and crashed into a ditch. First responders tried to revive the man, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The investigation is continuing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The word father means a lot to me. Being that support system for them, and as a man, that's important in a child's life. I think men can be a little stubborn sometimes where they may want the help, they may not know how to ask. It's hard for a man to speak his emotions. Those tears, they mean something. In a Arapaho way, tears are water and water is life. And when you shed those tears, that's love. That's real love. Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. Life can come at you really quick, and it can be really tough at times. But then you put that one foot in front of the other, and you keep doing the right thing. Slowly that voice goes away, you know? Arapaho way, you gotta pray for yourself, as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hatley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Recently, while working a traffic stop, the Waukini Police Department stopped a vehicle that did not stop at a stop sign, and the vehicle came back stolen out of Wisconsin. The Trigo County Sheriff's Office then responded to back the police officer up, as well as another member from the Waukini Police Department, as information from the Wisconsin Sheriff's Office was that the person driving the vehicle could be armed with a handgun, and the subject was taken into custody with no further incident. The subject was identified and found to be the juvenile that was wanted out of Wisconsin, and the juvenile did have items in the vehicle that were consistent with the information Waukini officers had received from the Wisconsin Sheriff's Office. He has been charged in the deaths of his parents, according to a recently unsealed federal warrant, and he also faces wider allegations that he killed them to obtain the financial means to assassinate President Trump and overthrow the government. Federal authorities accused the juvenile of planning his parents' murders, buying a drone and explosives, and sharing his plans with others, including a Russian speaker. And his intentions were detailed in a 3-page anti-Semitic manifesto praising Adolf Hitler. The warrant filed at the federal court in Milwaukee also contains excerpts of communications on TikTok and the Telegram Messenger app. All evidence was recovered by the Waukini Police Department and was being held for the Wisconsin Sheriff's Office. The subject was being held in a juvenile detention center awaiting extradition according to the laws of Kansas and the laws of Wisconsin. Waukini Police Chief Romero said, again, due to the hard work of the officers at the Waukini Police Department, a possibly dangerous subject was taken off of the streets in their community. Governor Kelly signed substitute bill for Senate Bill 193, which removes administrative barriers for law enforcement agencies to provide life-saving care to Kansans during an opioid overdose. Previously, law enforcement officers faced barriers to obtain naloxone, also known as Narcan, which reverses the effects of opioids due to a statutory requirement mandating agencies to have a medical director or licensed pharmacist. and the compliance cost and healthcare workforce shortage placed substantial obstacles on smaller law enforcement agencies that prevented many from meeting this requirement. Substitute bill for Senate Bill 193 changes this outdated and unnecessary requirement now that these life-saving drugs are available over the counter. This change expands and streamlines law enforcement officers' ability to swiftly provide critical care during life-threatening emergencies. Though, if a new prescription-grade opioid drug becomes available, then a law enforcement agency must procure the services of a physician or pharmacist. Governor Kelly has allocated funding for schools to have naloxone on hand, made historic investments to give law enforcement additional resources to crack down on illegal drugs, and signed landmark bipartisan legislation that decriminalized fentanyl test strips in 2023. The governor also signed the Good Samaritan Law last year to provide legal protection to those who seek or provide aid related to a drug use medical emergency. Fort Hays State University's fifth annual Giving Day is a wrap, and once again, the Tiger family showed up in a big way. Preliminary results shows that nearly 1,000 gifts were made, totaling $180,000, and this incredible show of support highlights the deep commitment of Fort Hays State University alumni and Tiger fans far and wide. This year's Giving Day focused on raising money for student scholarships, and every dollar contributed will open doors to new opportunities, provide resources needed to thrive, and support brighter futures. Dane Dreiling, the Fort Hays State University Foundation Director, said they're grateful for the Tiger community and the generosity that has been shown again this year. He said the dedication to Fort Hays State University and their students is amazing, and the impact of the gifts will have an immediate and lasting effect. In Nebraska news, on Monday, Governor Jim Pillen announced a new effort to bring in and keep farm animal veterinarians, saying Nebraska has plenty of cows, but it's in short supply of vets, as they're running into an extraordinary shortage of food animal practitioners across the state. To combat this problem, Governor Pillen, a veterinarian himself, is working with the University of Nebraska to recruit and retain vets. The plan is that a select group of students will be given $150,000 to cover the 8-year livestock veterinarian program, and in exchange, the students will have to work in Nebraska for 8 years after graduating. Chris Bosquet, the director of the Nebraska State Dairy Association, said this program is really going to help the dairy industry as well as the rest of the animal agriculture. While a similar program called the Elite 11 Veterinarian Program already exists at UNL, this new program will be open to out-of-state students as well. Nebraska state troopers are reporting an alarming trend of high speeds on Nebraska roadways to start 2025. Reporting that during the first 100 days of the year, troopers have stopped over 300 drivers for triple-digit speeds. The superintendent of the Nebraska State Patrol, Colonel John Bolduc, said last year the first 100 days of the year were the fastest Nebraska's troopers had seen in at least a decade. However, this year, speeds have been even higher. He said excessive speeding creates additional risk for everyone on the road, so all drivers should follow posted speed limits to do their part to help all travelers stay safe. So far in 2025, troopers have stopped 318 drivers for speeding at over 100 miles per hour and 1,469 for speeding at 90 miles per hour or higher. At 100 miles per hour, it takes an average vehicle the distance of 2 football fields to come to a stop. The high-speed totals in 2025 represent a 52% increase in 100-mile-per-hour citations compared to the average of the previous 10 years. Colonel Bulldog said as we leave the winter weather in the rear view, it's important for everyone to maintain safe roadways across Kansas, and as traffic increases in the spring and summer months, Nebraska troopers will continue patrolling to keep Nebraska roads safe for all. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton head golf coach David Stover to update on the team and their tournament in Goodland.
I'm here with head golf coach David Stover. Coach, you got your season started off last week, and it was a tournament at Philipsburg, but it was named the Smith Center Invitational, and that seemed to be pretty good tournament for you for starting off.
I thought it was a very good start for us. And obviously, the Smith Center tournament was moved to Philipsburg. Smith Center's had a little bit of issues with our golf course, and we've usually played fairly well at Philipsburg, and I was pleased with the start that we had. Team-wise, we shot 356 and finished fourth. The place I thought was good. I thought we might shoot a little bit better team-wise, but overall, I was pleased with what we did. Individually, Eli Jones got off to a great start this season, was able to win the tournament individually, and also shot a career-low round. First time he broke 70, shot 69 in the tournament. Second for us was Trevin Enfield. Trevin ended up shooting 79, which is also his personal best, first time he broke 80, and finished fourth individually. So we obviously played really well at the top of our lineup. Tyce Melvin, Eli Wunderlich, Kelby Day, and Gavin Braun all brought up the rest of our lineup, and they shot anywhere from 103 to 107, which, to be honest, was a little higher than what I think they thought coming in, but I still think it's a good starting point for them. They don't have a lot of experience at the varsity level, and I think they're really just going to get better as the season goes on.
As we had talked earlier, is that the course is a Philipsburg course is a hilly course, and that's a course that sometimes you don't want to start somebody new on.
No, it's definitely not one of the easier courses, believe it or not. It is one of the shorter courses we play, but as far as hilly, anybody that says there aren't any hills in western Kansas, I'll tell you what, go walk Philipsburg's golf course sometime. It's one of the harder walks we have. I do think it's a good place for us to start. To kind of see where we're at. We will be back at Philipsburg again later this year, so it'll be kind of a good way to judge where we're at beginning of the season to the end of the season. So, yeah, I think it was a good place for us to start the other day.
Your junior varsity traveled to Trigo, and you're really pleased with the junior varsity and some of them squad people that probably never golfed much in competition. Why don't we talk about that junior varsity tournament?
Very pleased with the outcome there. Actually, Trigo's a really good golf course to have for a JV, and the fact that it is a little bit longer, but it's very wide, so it's very forgiving, which, in all honesty, at this time of year is good for both varsity and JV players. We really weren't sure what we were going to have when we went over there, our players played extremely well. Team-wise, what's what we always look at first. They were able to get a team tournament championship, which is always great. Individually, Miles Hale played his first tournament for us at NCHS and was actually able to win the tournament individually. So great start for him. Rowan Granberry was one shot behind, so he finished in second place. Colin Simmons, his first tournament for NCHS, he tied for 10th. So three of our players were able to finish in the top 10. So just a great start for the JV group for the season.
Your next competition will be Tuesday of this week as you travel out to Goodland, an 18-hole golf course there. And so you're playing 18 different holes. And experience is something that you feel that would be good for this course. Now, along with the junior varsity doing as good as they can, are you selecting some from the junior varsity?
This time of year, Fig, when we have the opportunity, we kind of like to move people around a little bit, give them different. We like to call them opportunities instead of tournaments, and we're going to give a different couple opportunities to a couple different kids this time. Jack Carter is going to play in the varsity lineup for us this time. Jack actually qualified he was going to play in the varsity tournament last week, but due to some. He took the ACT test on the day of the Philipsburg tournament, so wasn't able to participate. So he's going to get his first varsity action out of Goodland. And Rowan, I think we're going to go ahead and move him up, give him a chance to play some varsity as well. So we are adjusting our lineup just a little bit there.
You're going to also send junior varsity to Hill City. And, you talk about Trigo being a good beginner's course. Hill City also a forgiving course.
Very much so. It's a course that the kids are excited to get to go to. We tell our kids, you always respect every hole. It doesn't matter how good or how hard or how easy or how whatever it is. Every hole you have to respect because you still got to get the ball around 9 holes or 18 holes. That being said, generally Hill City is one that – one course that we generally have an opportunity to shoot better scores on for different reasons. And I do think it is a good course that sets up for our JV kids. For those that have played Hill City, if you're going to miss, you better miss right. And to be honest, for most of our JV kids, that's pretty much the normal miss for them. So So I look forward to their opportunity to get on the course and see what they can do as well.
And we mentioned last week in our interview that 24 golfers out on the squad this year, and it looks like that next Tuesday you may have some different lineup going to Goodland.
I'm sure we will. We have the Goodland JV tournament again next week, and really we're at a point right now where we want to try to give as many different players as many opportunities as they can. I think the best way to determine lineups essentially is whenever we can, let's just get you on the course and play. And that's one nice thing about golf is you shoot lower than your opponent, you win. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, guy, girl, it doesn't matter. So to me, the best way to determine at this point in the season is let's just get on the course and play and see how we do. And that's what we try to do.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck when you travel out to Goodland for that 18-hole tournament. And then the Junior Varsity running over to Hill City to play in that. And then next Tuesday, the Junior Varsity will travel out to Goodland and play nine holes there at that tournament. So, again, we wish you the best luck. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Stover, and good luck to the golfers at their tournament in Goodland. Funeral services for Imwang Singh Saturn, 63 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday, April 17th at the Norton Christian Church, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, April 16th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having peanut butter and honey sandwich, cottage cheese, warm peas, baby carrots, mandarin oranges, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be soft taco or chef salad with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cheeseburger, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 70 and a west wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour becoming south in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 43 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 87 with a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 49. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 87. On Friday, partly sunny with a high near 58. On Saturday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 59. On Sunday, there's a 40% chance of showers, should be partly sunny with a high near 60. And on Monday, should be sunny with a high near 74. Currently, with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 69%. The wind speed is west at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.39, the dew point is 21 degrees, and the current wind chill is 24 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:24. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State men's basketball saw two enter the transfer portal on Monday. It all started with junior Ugana Onyenso entering the portal. After 2 years at Kentucky, the seven-footer spent the 24-25 season in Manhattan, where he appeared in 24 games, starting two and averaged 2.8 points, 2.4 rebounds, 0.9 blocks, and 11.1 minutes per game under Jerome Tang. Before committing to K-State from the transfer portal, he had tested the NBA draft waters, removing his name from consideration. North Carolina, Mississippi State, and Oregon were rumored to have been involved the most after Onyenso left Kentucky. The other player that is in the portal is Baye Fall. The former McDonald's All-American appeared in four games for the Wildcats this past season, averaging 2.5 points, 1.5 rebounds, 0.8 blocks, and 6.3 minutes per game. He arrived in Manhattan via the transfer portal after one season in Arkansas, in which he saw limited playing time. We'll have more as these things develop. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Pause for a moment of clean row calm, brought to you by Storin Corn Herbicide. Preserve this moment of weed-free serenity at storinwontquit.com or see your Syngenta retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.